Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you're probably aware of last week's successful defamation case against the website Tattlelife, a site that specialises in allowing its contributors to gossip and speculate about influencers and anyone else in the public eye, and that's putting it mildly. The journalist Aoife Moore has reported on the case, but also was a target on it. Aoife, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John.
Could you describe what, if somebody logs on to Tattlelife, what will they find there? What is it like?
Okay, so my first advice is do not log on to Tattle.
But
So when you go on it, it's actually quite a clunky website. It would remind you of like those old message boards you used to see, like boards.ie or things like that. It's not anything special software-wise, but it is a message board. It once styled itself as a showbiz gossip website in which people could talk about influencers and different celebrities. So it really runs the gamut. You know, for instance, Jennifer Lopez had a thread and I had a thread. So two very different people with two very different profiles. I know some people who have been the target of Tattle who had less than 5,000 followers. And it seems that some of the most vicious defamation and abuse was really held for what I would term like micro-influencers, local influencers. You know, for instance, there's a woman I know from my hometown in Derry. She had a horrific time on Tattle, abuse about, you know, her marriage and her parenting and her business. This is not someone who's famous outside of the Derry city limits.
Mm.
So you can go on it and talk about Harry and Meghan, but you can also go on it and talk about someone who does wedding photography in your own town.
Yeah, now, yeah, and it describes itself as a place for commentary and critiques of people that choose to monetize their personal life as a business and release it into the public domain, which almost sounds like you can say whatever you want about these people. Is it, as far as you know, is it moderated at all?
It claims to have moderators, but I have never seen or heard of anyone who's had a comment taken down. One of my friends is a very successful businesswoman. She had a photograph of her house and her full address posted on the website. She contacted Gardaí and the solicitor contacted Tattle, and both still remain on the website. Also, the notion that this is people who have monetized their personal life, I know that that's definitely not true. As a journalist, I never spoke about my personal life in any great detail. I never talked about relationships, but my personal life was torn apart on that website with a lot of speculation about who I was with, what sexuality I was, anything and everything. So the notion that, you know, it's just people who monetize their personal lives that are torn apart on it also isn't true.
Yeah. And in your case, Aoife, I assume there was a person who posted first for some reason.
Yeah, mine was quite odd. So my friendship group was really the reason I ended up on Tattle. I have a friend who is actually famous. She had her own Tattle account. People were commenting about me on that Tattle account repeatedly, and then someone said, let's make one just for Aoife Moore. And then I got the lovely privilege of having my own Tattle account. I was made aware of it about 2 years ago. I checked it once. I cried for about 2 days and swore I'd never check it again. And it really ran the gamut of, you know, fair criticism was one thing as a journalist. I don't always want it, but I'm always going to get it in terms of if someone wrote on Tattle, I didn't like her book, or even if something as frivolous as I don't like her hair, I could have handled that. But this wasn't that. This was out and out defamation. It was slut shaming. It was, you know, criticizing my parents, criticizing my family. Just the lowest of the low. Like, I can't really explain how bad it is. I know someone who had a profile going through chemotherapy, and that person later died, and that person was being torn apart on Tattle until their death. I've seen threads in which they make fun of people talking about their grief when one of their parents had died. So this isn't, you know, fair commentary. This is, the only way I could describe it is schoolyard bullying, but it's on the internet, and it's the vast majority of it is women tearing down other women.
Do people use their real names on it?
No. So, ironically, for these people who want to hold other people to account, they all have, most of them anyway, will have fake account names. You know, there was three main people on mine who kind of goaded each other on, and all of them, I reached out to a number of them and posted asking them to come and talk to me. I just wanted to know why you would spend your time doing this. but none of them had the guts. Sorry, I was going to say a different word there. None of them had the guts to come forward and actually speak to me about why they were saying all the stuff about me. Mm. And yeah, that was all, you know, fake names. And some of them are prolific. Some of them will comment on one person's thread and then go on. And, you know, I actually at one point went on mine and we tried to find, you know, what times of day the main one would be on. And it ran the gamut from 2 o'clock in the morning to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No, I couldn't really work out what the person did for a living because they seemed to be on tattle all the time.
That's extraordinary, yeah. And the comments to Aoife, was it like, I reckon she does this or I reckon she's like that? Or were they telling straight out lies?
So some of them were, you know, if someone calls me a pain on the arse on the internet, that's fine, you know, and I am a pain in the arse from time to time. But it was more, you know, there were some people who would write things as if they knew me. Now, the only comfort I took from it is the stuff was usually completely wrong, which gave me great comfort that it wasn't actually one of my friends or my family. But they would say things with such confidence that, you know, about my previous relationship, oh, this is why they broke up. Completely wrong. But the way the person said it, you'd have thought they had some kind of insider information. And that's the thing the title gives people. It's because you're posting anonymously and because the person you're writing about really doesn't have any recourse to come back with, you can just say whatever you want. The difference between title and things like Facebook or Reddit is that if a court or the Gardaí go to Facebook and say, we need the details of this poster, they can get them. The difference with Tattle for a very long time is that it wasn't available. The operator of Tattle was completely unknown and the identities weren't able to be found because of the way Tattle was operated. But because of Neil and Donna's case now on Friday, that's just not the case anymore.
Yeah. Now, they had a hard time, though. The chap who owns it, Sebastian Bond, it's fair to describe him as a fairly slippery customer. Where is he?
So at the minute, we believe he's in Thailand, but he also has links to Bali in Indonesia. He is a software person, kind of run-of-the-mill, to be honest. I talked to Neil Sands on Sunday and he said, Neil's background is obviously in tech. And he said, this guy is kind of run-of-the-mill, but he's been doing this for a very long time. He had previous websites like Tattle under different names, but Tattle seemed to be the main one that really took off for him and made him a lot of money. People keep asking me, what did he get out of this? Well, he got a lot of money out of this. We reckon around 2 million euro so far in the last 6 years, maybe. So that was the reason he did it. He did it, obviously, for the money. He is still in the wind. He has been in contact with Neil Sands since the court case, but the feeling at the minute is that he's still in Asia.
Right. Okay. And are they definitely, there was a payout there. Are they definitely going to get that? Because I remember reading that, like, you know, they had to keep taking court actions because he was moving money around.
Yeah, this is it. So according to Neil and Donna Sands, Sebastian Bond is still currently moving money around. However, they have been successful in freezing a number of bank accounts. And they are back in court actually on Thursday to see about freezing more and getting that payout that they are due back. The longer Tattle stays live, and it is still live, the longer it stays live, every minute that passes, Sebastian Bond becomes more liable for further cases that are going to be coming down the line. I've spoken to a number of influencers and business people in Ireland and overseas who are already getting their legal teams together to take cases against Sebastian Bond. For the minute, he hasn't appeared in court. We have yet to see him, but he has been in contact with Neil Sands. So they have confirmed his identity, and that's why we were able to lift the report and restriction there on Friday.
Yeah, and the threads about Donna and Neil Sands, have they been taken down?
They've been removed. Mine, I can happily say, mine has also been removed. I don't know if the person who started the thread removed it or Sebastian Bond himself, because I broke the story, removed it because he thought I might be likely to take a case, but mine has also gone. However, there are still people, there could be people listening to this, but there are still people who are suffering because of the things that have been said about them on Tattle, and they're still there. And I've spoken to a number of women, mostly women, over the last week or so, who've asked for help, who are asking for recommendations for solicitors, who are seeking legal advice. And we're also seeing people deleting their comments. People who felt very brave to hide behind the internet are now starting to delete those comments because they know what they said was defamatory. And they might be taken up to court. And Neil and Donna have told me themselves that a number of the people that abused them on Tattle have come forward and apologised to them and asked them not to sue them.
My word, that's interesting. Now, obviously, Neil and Donna are a couple, but my impression of Tattle Life is it's mainly women who are targeted.
Yeah, it does tend to be mainly women who are targeted and also targeted by other women. So, you know, I was able, well, not me, I couldn't read my own title for my own mental health, but myself and my friend, we made a podcast about it last year. And when we were going through it, you could just tell, you know, from the information that they gave in some of the comments, they would talk about their own children. They would talk about, you know, going to the gym, trying to lose weight post baby. You know, you could tell it was women talking to other women and judging other women. And that I find the most tragic about it. And a lot of people said the same thing. You know, I got a lot of abuse because I work in politics, and the abuse I got from men was one thing. Not that it's expected, but you can kind of roll your eyes and be like, what do you expect? But it is much tougher. We all know how hard it is to be a woman, even harder to be a successful woman, even harder to be a mother, even harder to be a mother in the public eye. And do you know that it's other women that are tearing you apart? It really does hit you that much harder. I think women know how to hit you where it hurts.
Yeah.
And that's what I find the toughest about it. I don't really care what men think of me for the most part. but I do really want the respect of other women. And that's, I think, the toughest part about it.
Aoife, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was the journalist Aoife Moore there. One texter says, this is just the logical next step from the celeb magazines. The whole thing is hypocritical, degenerate garbage. Well, it's not very pleasant, that's for sure. But it's almost like a kind of a place where it seems like people arrive with their own set of problems or and they kind of transfer that onto people they might see online and say horrendous things. And she's absolutely right. It hasn't been policed at all. That one incident she gave of people's addresses being put up there and even photographs of where they live putting up there, that's not a one-off.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.